right. Good morning, good afternoon, good new year to our Dad Timeout listeners around the world. I say that because it's our first show of the new year. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. We're just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough, or not, work in the entertainment industry. We're not parenting experts, but we do listen to them. We interview them. We read what they have to say, and then we report back to you and ourselves to see how we're doing. It's a place to put your feet up or down, relax, listen, let us do the legwork, research, and reading. All articles, interviews, and show notes are now available on www.dadtimeoutshow.com. That's available after each and every show. And we are also very interactive with our listeners. So if you could like us, subscribe, or leave a review, we'd be grateful. Follow us on the Instagram, where we are most active. In tonight's show, of course, the dads will kick off with a little New Year catch-up, a little Canada chat, a little January chatter. Someone had a car breakdown. We're going to talk about that. And then they're going to move on to the parent funny tweets of the week, kind of around kitchen, cleaning, fresh starts, New Year, you get it. Then on to smart articles by smart people. So tonight's article, The Secret to Living a Happy and More Fulfilling Life. Can't wait to see that one. From author Virginia Pelley, coming to us from Fatherly. And finally, we'll wrap up with a quick quiz on how often should you wash the sheets? We're going to take a cleaning quiz tonight. See if the guys do well in their own domains. And then we'll talk about things that make us smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, I'd like to welcome this wonderful young lady to the microphone. What's your name, ma'am?
Lola.
Lola, we always traditionally start off with a dad joke. This is the first one of the new year. What is your joke?
Why am I afraid for the calendar?
Why are you afraid for the calendar? I do not know.
Because its days are numbered.
Because its days are numbered. Great job, Lulz. All right, I will let you back inside the house. Go hang out with the dog, eat some pizza. Have a good night, young lady. Guys will be around the corner next. Dad Timeout Show. Here we go.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, guys, welcome. Around the corner they come.
All right.
Gentlemen.
Let's dive right in here. Let's paint the room. It's a little chilly outside.
It's a little chilly.
We all got considerable jackets on.
I just went in and put my winter coat on. It's a little breezy out here in California, but nothing compares to the temperatures I was just in, but I'll explain that in a minute. I would like to start out by reading Ben's quote of the night.
Coming in
hot off the presses, which we still don't, none of us really understand what happened to Ben and why he was tardy, but here it is.
It's out of context.
I'm throwing more cold in the engine, boys. 5 minutes late. Doing my best. And then followed by a picture of a towed vehicle on the back of a flatbed.
That was mine.
That was Chai. That's not really fair.
So what is throwing cold on?
I already explained it. I'm trying to throw coal in the engine like Casey Jones.
He's got it up. He's got an old car.
Oh. Like coal and a train.
Coal cars.
Where'd you get that? Up on Cripple Creek?
Throwing more coal in the engine. Come on. Didn't your dad tell you to do that? Put some coal in the engine, boy.
Well, wow. I think I can.
Yeah. Context is everything.
Oh, all right. And then the other car photo was yours.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. Well, Happy New Year to all. I know, it's kind of odd. We're taping a little late, but we have all been very busy boys recently, not only with holidays and life and travel, but kids and holidays and life and travel. So welcome back. You know, I don't think our listeners, I think like waiting like, kind of builds the anticipation for the new vehicle.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh my gosh, it's like Christmas Day. There's a new episode out. This is going to be outstanding. Well, I'm lucky that I'm here.
Oh,
oh, was that applause?
Slip up there.
Oh,
okay.
Applause? Oh, yeah.
A little fumbling on the soundboard, buddy.
No, it's, I'm it's here.
Just can you reach the sound
applause? He's
applause.
Just firing away random.
So let me tell you my quick story, and then we'll get into the big show. First of all, by the way, very fun happening since the last one. So the last show, we did an article from Amy Joyce, and it was her last article ever in the Washington Post. So I took the sound clip, and I just threw it up on the gram and kind of tagged her and stuff like that. And she tagged us back and put it out to all her readers and listeners and all that good stuff.
Come on.
Are we getting a reputation out there?
This is it.
I guess this is it, Ben. This is it. Start looking at new car engines. You can afford them now. Move away from coal. It's not environmentally friendly. So you guys can see I got many favorite new things. We haven't talked about. We haven't even seen each other since I gave you all presents with no return gifts.
I know, right?
My birthday.
I thought about that many times.
So there's nothing here to show except me giving you more stuff.
I have a gift for you guys.
That's okay.
Shall I reveal what the gift is going to be?
No. We can wait till later in the evening.
In the show?
Yeah.
I do want to tell everybody what I got us.
I got, just because I'm looking at it. Well, there's a new lamp behind me, but that's another story. But one of my... You have to get now. This is my new thing. I got a lamp, right? And it's a lamp, traditional lamp, but it heats up your candle. If you put a candle, like it has a little holder for a
He's
candle.
He's run out of things to buy.
I know.
Not at all. Let me explain the benefits of this.
Okay, yeah, what's the benefit of heating up a candle?
I would show it to you, but it's
burning it.
No smoke, Mark.
Exactly.
So you're getting full fragrance, light, and no smoke.
Okay. Boom. So you're not using the candle.
And the candles burn exponentially. Well, they don't burn.
Slower, forever.
Ironically, I don't know. I'm going to test the theory. Some of these say like 30 hours. I think I can get a good 120 hours out of these things.
But that defeats the whole point of a candle, though. You know,
not if you have the light and the scent. I mean, you're giving up a little bit of flames. Oh.
Yeah.
So you get one of those fake flames behind it.
Okay, if you got a fake flame, then I'm
you really need that action.
Here's what it's for. For places that are like, that you might forget. Right?
What?
Like, okay, so I get it. You put candles in a room. Well, we have candles like lit in our house all the time.
Okay.
So whenever you leave the home, you're like, oh, I got to put the candle out there and put the candle out there and put the candle out there. With this guy, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It'll just get juicy.
So you're more about the fragrance than the mood. I'm about the mood of a candle and the lamp ruins.
No, I do both, but I'm saying this is a brand new discovery. That's a game show. So I will put it out here in the barn, and then I won't panic thinking when I run off to get the kids, oh, my gosh, I left the candle burning in the barn. The working barn, I might add.
The working barn in 1890.
Yeah, the working barn.
We're just going back in time.
So anyway, that is my new favorite thing, Amy Joyce. And then I'm going to wrap this up in less than 60 seconds.
Good.
But can I get a toast real quick?
To what?
Here's why I'm toasting my presents. There's the crowd's cheering it again.
Yeah. Cheers.
I almost got stuck in two different countries this last 72 hours. I'm lucky to be alive and lucky to be here right now.
Is that true?
So we went to Vancouver, Canada for our extended weekend. And there's a lot of story to tell there about Vancouver. It's a wonderful city, one of my favorites. I've been there a couple times, but never with family. Food, nature, I mean, museum, like whatever you want, it's there. Plus, it's on water, it's on the mountains. Like, it is so beautiful. It's incredible. But anyway, I digress. So we go to the airport, leaving. Now, keep in mind, the Arctic blast has blasted that part of the country, which then dipped down through Montana, and the rest of the country's getting crushed right now with all that air. When we were there, it was like minus 12 for Canada, which is kind of insane. Yeah, I know. Well, when you're looking at Glacier Park's minus 34 wind chill, you're like, oh, this isn't that bad. Glacier National Park in Montana is what I'm referring to.
But Vancouver's not usually that cold.
No, not at all.
That's like, that's that,
even the Vancouver, the Canadians up there were like, this is awful. Like, yeah, wind chills at like minus. Anyway, so we survive all this. It's fun. We're like, oh, we're going to remember this trip because it's cold. And, you know, we're all like freezing and steaming, and but we're wearing puffy coats. We're fine. We're stupid. So we get to Vancouver to leave the joint after a wonderful weekend, and then we go to typical airline story. We get called out to the runway. Then they're like, well, you know, you're going to be on a little – let me do my pilot. Well, folks, we've got a little delay out here. We're waiting for a little clearance. We're going to have the mechanics come check things out. Now, I'm not going to name the airlines because this airline's recently been under some grief for things happening to them already. So I don't want to pile on that. I'm not a PR vehicle here. But so we're out there for an hour and a half. I watch a full movie. I didn't even really notice it, to be honest. Then we get pulled back in. They say, oh, hey, by the way, flight's canceled. Oh, we're in Canada. We're like, all right. So that's happening. Now,
all right.
So then my wife and I are like, optimists, we said, well, we can go really quick, catch the playoff game that's on, the NFL playoff game.
Nice.
Because there was a bar right near the thing. So we sit and we have food and we don't pay attention to time. And they're like, they're helping all these passengers rebook and get a hotel. And we're just like, ah, da, da, look at this, they're coming football. Back. Football's on. The kids are happy. So then I'm going to make, shoot, I'm sorry, listeners. I'm going to go less than one more minute. So then we can't get back. We don't know where to go. We can't, and all the gate agents are gone for the night. So we're stuck in Canada.
Cheers.
Or actually, we're stuck in the United States side of the airport, but we can't go anywhere because our luggage is still in limbo.
Yeah.
So then we're calling the airline. It takes like an hour to call them and get them live. And we're like, here's the deal. They send a guy from baggage to come up through the airport, come get us, pull us back to Canada.
Oh, my.
And then we go to Canada. Then we go to a Canadian hotel. We get on a flight at 6 in the morning the next morning.
Ouch. Jeez.
Then we get to 6 in the morning. We get all the way to Portland. Portland says, hey, we're shutting down at noon. All ice, like ice storm, ice storm, ice storm.
Man.
We get collapsed again. So my wife looks at me. She's like, we got to rent a car.
Ooh.
So we rent a Suburban, and we drive the 600 miles from Portland to the Bay Area.
Are you
baby.
Serious?
I love
wow.
it.
Yeah.
That's a great crazy. Trip. Yeah.
Rolling and with the punches.
You know, Eugene and this adorable town there called Cottage Grove. Like, you got it. There's some serious
Ashland.
Elevation. Well, Ashland's at the very end toward California. Yeah. Ice storms, the worst they've had in a century. Why we not? Are literally seeing tractor trucks fishtailing in front of us.
On a holiday back weekend. And forth, sweet.
Coming back on the 5. Well, anyway, so I'm alive. I'm here. Hold on.
What an adventure. Ooh.
Yeah, it was an adventure, but I am here with you guys tonight. I'm sorry to bore the listeners with that.
No, that was exciting.
I almost became Canadian for...
I got frustrated
Tommy
listening
Horton
to
is there.
Sorry, man. Tim Hortons. Highly recommend Tim Hortons. Shout out to some of our Instagram followers for my... I'm going to probably have to cut that whole story. I wasn't that great.
That was great.
Some fun ones. Chris Chai. following us out here.
Hey, all right.
Bon Macaron Patisserie. Oh, baby, I had no idea. Better Call Daddy Podcast. Great name. Okay. PG is Parenting. Mom's Behaving Badly, by the way, who we put a response on their page and got 700, 800 kind of things going on. Yes, there's a lot of action, folks. Follow us on the gram. We respond. We'll answer questions, all the good stuff. All right, coming up next, Tweets of the Week. And they revolve around kitchen and cleaning and some sort of a new year.
Oh, man.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week. Tweet.
All right, it's time for Tweets of the Week. Ben loves resolutions so much. We were talking, you know, offline, and we were like, we should do a whole show on resolutions because Ben just adores them. Mm-hmm.
Ben's resolution.
He don't believe in them. But so on Ben's
do it or don't
thing, I said, well, I will make several new starts when I arrive back from Canada because I will.
Lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm filled with gratitude. So I was looking up the tweets, and cleaning is like the first agenda for me for the new year. So I just pulled some tweets on cleaning and kitchens and stuff like that. So here we go.
All right.
This is from @MommyCusses. like most mommies, including mine.
That's funny.
Me finishes cleaning. My family breathes, and instantly three loads of laundry and 5,000 dirty cups appear.
Yeah. Yep. So yep. incredibly true. So
how is that?
It's because they don't do anything. Because they don't clean up after themselves. It's plain and simple.
My teen daughter now will send me like memes of messy rooms just to mess with me all day. Like
that's just mean.
Yeah, no, it's just well, that's just I mean. Get it though.
I take photographs and text my children with phones of the mess that I tell them how much I need them to take care of it immediately.
I have one buddy that goes through similar things, and we trade mess texts all day. Oh. And he's because I can kind of commiserate with the guy. He's like, I'm like, what does the nightstand look like today? And he'll send me a picture. And I'm like, oh, I got you beat. Look at this.
Dude, I want to get on in on that. I want to get in on that.
It's
sounds
pretty
comfortable.
It's, I know, it's great. But it's very cathartic. Wow. I feel like there are other humans out there that have my problems.
I think we need to start a support group.
It could be a support group. Yeah,
totally.
I live in perpetual mess. So I don't that need to see that. Fun. Yeah.
I can't live in perpetual mess. I would love to, but like it just drives me insane.
I can't do it either.
Okay, this is from Life at Tiffany's, not to be confused with Breakfast at Tiffany's. Mm. Great movie with Audrey Hepburn.
Yes.
A thing I never realized about being an adult is that you will always be cleaning your kitchen, no matter if you get takeout, no matter if you're gone all day, you'll be cleaning the kitchen again.
Yeah, so true.
Why? I guess we don't even really hang out there. Like most people say, this is the most used room in the house.
It's
way our house is built, we have a big, we don't have the open concept that you see on Home and Garden television. Yeah. We have a huge wall.
Oh, yeah, the layout matters. Yours is tucked away.
I've told my kids that my kitchen is like my bedroom in terms of, I spend
wait
almost,
a minute,
no,
wait
no,
a
no,
minute,
I spend, okay.
I just see
I
that,
spend
that's really
almost
weird.
As much time in that part of my house as I do in my bedroom.
Grab the spatula.
No. I mean,
how many aprons do you got?
Several.
I can see it. I'll bet your kitchen is
I'm just saying, they like to leave things in my kitchen. I'm like, no, this is like my, don't mess up my space.
I like it. I like it about you, Mark. We're teasing you, but I like it.
Did I tell you guys I bought this puffy coat in Canada?
I like the puffy coat.
I can see it. It's pretty fresh.
Oh, it's so cozy. Down. You know what it is?
So fresh and so clean.
How did you know it's Roots?
I know.
That's you read my sweatpants.
No, Chris is way hipper than he looks.
He's way hipper.
Ouch.
He looks like he just got off the loading a ship every day.
Right.
Hey, I just got off the docks. I need some scallops right now. Why scallops?
I don't know. Why not?
Come on. It looks like he smokes
what
those little cigarettes.
What longshoreman craves scallops after a day of...
A very eclectic one who understands that.
Let's tighten her up, fellas.
All right. This is from @SimonCHolland, one of our favorites. I open the dishwasher and it's full of clean dishes, and I'm scared my wife is going to know that I know.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, to be followed by the cat whisperer, Mark's favorite, says, if one spouse empties the dishwasher and the other spouse isn't around to hear it, did it really happen?
Clang, 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 clang. We got our kids on load and unload. I never touch it.
Problem. All right. So here you get into this thing like, do you want it done
right
or do you want it
done?
Sort of done? Like, that's the quandary that I find myself in.
We've gone
in.
Through intensive training.
It doesn't work in my house.
I know it doesn't. Still
my boy's pretty good, but I know that I need to go through
unload the whole thing and start over. Unload it all. Start over.
But here's the irony of the dishwasher. It takes 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Takes 5 minutes. I don't know.
It's Tetris. All you do is how much do you have? How do you fit it in so it all gets clean? Yeah. And then we have the kids flip flop. So those who unload have to then load.
Exactly.
And then you understand like that's the pain of dealing with it. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
God, we're getting worse.
What intimidates me more is the sink when the sink is full. And I don't want to get in there. But a dishwasher, I am not afraid
of. It's only bad if there's dirty dishes.
You can't do anything with a dirty sink.
And then my...
Back it up.
Well, and then I'm pretty... I have a tweet on rage vacuuming in a minute, but I get ragey every once in a while, and like I'll just take the Cascade and squirt it all over the door. I don't even make an attempt to get it in the little pouch.
You
yeah, think? The little security pouch.
Do you think it's just a mean trick of the manufacturers that it takes 3 hours? I don't understand. What takes 3 hours?
I don't
turn on the heat dry thing, right, man. Dry.
Mine's 2 hours and 39 minutes.
Yeah. Well, for heavy wash, ours is like 3 days. Well, it's, you know, we use coal to heat it up, though, like
coal.
Your car.
Yeah, we use coal.
We use coal.
I moved to butane.
All right, this is from at Miss Libby. Mark, you can relate to this. The rage I feel when people are in the kitchen at the same time as me is not normal.
Yeah, I just leave. I can't handle it.
Right? Yeah, if I'm cleaning, they need to stay clear because I've got the music on and I've got, of course, the candles.
Why do they stand exactly
not the newest invention. That's a full flamer in there because the flame needs to burn off the kitchen. If I'm cooking, it depends if, like, it's a complimentary project. Like, sometimes the kids will help me make the food. That's okay. But if I'm, like, last night, I was, like, focused on cooking, and I'm like, just get out. Go rest. Yeah. Relax. Get on your electronics, because I got 15 phone. More minutes.
If they were in the same room, that'd be one thing, but they stand exactly where you need to be.
In the crossroads.
Yes.
Yes.
Get like, out.
Why
I don't even
are
want
you
deal.
Standing right? Yeah.
Between that and our bozo dog, like, I'm about, you know, they say senior and falls, like, is the big thing when you're a senior. I'm an early version of a senior. The dog almost kills me twice a week.
Tripping over.
Yeah, and the way our house is, it's like a racetrack, but it's hard to see around the bends.
Corner.
So, oh, my gosh, yeah, it's a constant.
Teach the dogs restaurant mirrors, dude.
To be cautious. We do. Like those mirrors that you see at, like, country driveways, you know, where the big round thing.
That's a restaurant. So you ever
restaurant.
You at say restaurants, corner. You say they have mirrors up because you run into each other.
And if you ever work at a restaurant, you have to call out when you're at a
restaurant.
No.
If you work at a restaurant, you don't say corner and you smack into somebody.
Yeah.
Big trouble.
Yeah. I say corner. Yeah, I've worked in several restaurants. I've never had a mirror.
Oh, right. But you say corner also.
Or coming or right. behind wow. you.
Behind. Yeah.
All right.
Behind you.
But we don't have a big round
behind
mirror.
You. That takes
objects are closer than they appear.
By then you've run into somebody.
Yeah.
Hot plate. Okay, this is from at Aussie. This is my house. This is so my house. We do not throw away perfectly good food in this house. We put the leftovers in Tupperware, put the Tupperware in the fridge, let it go bad, then throw it out.
Right. Oh, that's right. And my kids call dibs on it. I'm going to eat that leftover. Okay, cool. 3, 8, 5 days later, you're like, where was all that passion you had 3 days ago? Like, now it's moldy.
It's so dumb.
It's super dumb.
And I'll make them eat the leftovers. If I'm in charge, like, they'll eat the leftovers. I'm
maybe
like,
that's a good punishment.
You're hungry. I'm going to eat. Because some of the food's better on the second round anyway. And you know what else we're bad at? Those dumb little salsa things.
Don't just say those.
That everybody, because they're free, you feel the need to bring six home, and then we end up using one, and then...
Well, then they start puffing up.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Then they explode.
Yeah, they do.
The worst is those the crisper drawer, where you buy, like, oh, we need a broccolini for one recipe, so you use, like, a little nub of it, the whole bushel of it is just, like, rotting away.
The worst vegetable is celery. I need one little thing of celery for soup. Now I have an entire stalk of it sitting in my crisper.
Yeah, celery's a tough one, but we have a bunny. At least he'll mole.
Give it to the bunny.
Give it to the bunny. I need a bunny.
I like
for
celery.
Celery's purpose. Speaking of, look at that guy.
He heard us talking about him.
Your dog.
What do you?
Like, what?
What do you want? He's like, wait a minute. There's activity?
I want to trip that guy.
Is that the guy that I trip every day? Sorry, listeners. My dog is staring us down from the back fence. All right. This is, we'll keep on the waste front. Does anyone else have a plastic grocery bag full of other plastic grocery bags full of other plastic grocery bags somewhere in the house?
Gosh.
Yes.
Or is that me?
Nope. We do.
I finally have to, like, have moratoriums in the house because they used to be, you know, well, it's not a trend, but people bring their bags to stores to, like, reuse the cloth bag.
Yeah.
But then we collect them like hoarders And then there's like seven of them inside, four of them inside a giant IKEA one inside. It just gets to be too much.
Got to purge. Got to purge.
So what do you do when you go to like Trader Joe's? You get paper or plastic, or do you bring your own
I bring my own.
You do?
Of course.
How many?
They stay in.
You have a family of four.
They live in the car.
It's always in the trunk. And
I think it depends upon what you're buying. Sometimes I bring four in. Sometimes I bring two in.
You don't bring bags?
I always bring bags.
I bring paper, and then I just put the paper right in the recycling can like a good human.
I bring canvas.
We use the bag, like reusables. We live in the car.
Good on you. Ride your bike to school.
We do ride our bike, too. We have a Bockfeets, which is a box bike. We ride that to the car.
You also have an outdoor shower. We get it, Earthman. Okay. So
try it.
This is from at Mary Fabry Bobbery, Fairy Bobbery. Rage vacuuming is like regular vacuuming, except you're married.
Oh, man.
So, I don't even know, it wasn't for the holiday, but we had this vacuum with a little green laser on it.
Oh, yeah.
You seen this thing?
Love those.
Yeah, it's a Dyson.
It's like a sight.
It's a little laser beam that shoots this green laser. You feel like you're in a club. And you push it, and it illuminates what's on your floor.
Creepy.
And you would die if you knew what was on your floor on a daily basis.
So then what does it do? Just say, this is gross?
And then now you vacuum it. No, Mark, that's the key word of a vacuum. The activity is vacuuming.
I understand, but like what happens if vacuuming isn't going to cut it? Maybe you need to steam clean.
It does. It's dust. It's hair.
It helps you identify. It's like CSI.
Dander. Yeah, it's CSI.
CSI. Luminol.
I have a Dyson, and mine does great.
It would feel
I don't
better.
Need a laser to tell me what
you need. A laser. It's on the latest.
You need to have a freaking laser beam.
I'm telling you.
Like Dr. If you Evil.
All right, are you done your impressions now?
Sure.
That's good. That was a good one.
Wait. crowd liked it. Crowd liked it.
I've got Mark back twice tonight already.
All right. I'm going to send you video of what the laser picks up.
I'd like to see it.
Because I want you to know that your Dyson's not cutting it.
You know, the Dysons were on sale during the holidays, and we considered getting a new one, but we've got two. That seems excessive.
And that is excessive, Mark.
For each hand.
These are first world problems. Move
exactly.
on. Exactly. All right, this is from Noah Garfinkel. This has nothing to do with any of them, but it is kind of funny. Microwaves should have a get butter to room temperature without melting button.
Yes.
Well, that's not possible. We've all tried.
No, it's the 8 seconds.
It's about eight.
Yeah, about 8 seconds.
Because 30 will...
Just do auto-defrost.
And then you liquefy.
Auto-defrost.
No, you take hot water, you heat up something glass, you put it over, and then you let it warm up the butter.
Listen here, I'll tell you right now, it does have about 50% power.
Sorry, folks, we're taking a quick intermission while Ben and Mark explain the entire butter process. We'll be back in 5 seconds.
Moving on.
Mine was short.
Moving on. Short. Sorry.
Everyone's got their way.
All right. Those are some good tweets of the week. Thank you very much. That was good, good stuff. Or was it? Coming up next, a great article from Fatherly. Great way to kick off a January to everybody. The secret to living a happier, more fulfilling life.
Yay.
A happiness researcher explains what it really takes. Coming up next.
That is.
Articles by Smart People.
All right, this article is from Fatherly. It is our Smart Articles by Smart People section. The secret to living a happier, more fulfilling life. Are you four happy?
Yes.
Yep. Are you three happy?
Trying my best.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
Do you feel like you have to work at it, or do you feel like...
It's a choice.
It does take work. It does take some little effort, I think.
The ability to be generally consistently happy can feel like an innate gift bestowed upon a lucky few. Even those who seem to have it all and have seemingly nothing to be unhappy about can feel like they're not happy enough or even unhappy a lot of the time. If you wonder why you're not happy more often, you have plenty of company. Many Americans have a wealth of comforts and advantages available to them, yet the U.S. doesn't even crack the top 10 countries with the happiest citizens.
Boo.
Gallup's 2022 and the World Happiness Report concluded the global unhappiness post-pandemic was at an all-time high. But note, the authors also found levels of self-reported worldwide happiness that started their downward slide long before COVID. according to the blah, 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 blah. So why, despite decades of research and positive psychology, hundreds of self-help books and daily onslaught of influencer guru videos claiming to reveal these secrets, why are Americans so unhappy? Studies merging positive psychology and neuroscience are providing useful insights on how to create real, sustainable happiness. Let's establish a baseline for what we're talking about. What is happiness and what are some common misconceptions about what it is or what does it feel like? What's happiness to you, Chris, Ben, Mark?
Who's going to start?
It doesn't have to be long-winded, just quick answers, and then we can go through the article, because this isn't a typical article where we have a list and we can analyze each number. This is more a generality.
I think in my old age, the one thing that I feel that has kind of been the one true ism is gratitude.
For sure.
And then, like what you were saying about, I think people, especially Americans, tend to be less grateful for how awesome life is that we have. And I just feel like, you know, from like the, you know, the ditch digger to the CEO, it's really just that mindset of being grateful that you could be happy regardless. And I think we get distracted by, you know, other things that don't bring the happiness, you know.
Well, it says here, you know, it's a really, it's not exclusive to life's inevitable unpleasant moments. It's a really important misconception. Happiness kind of means something different than the momentary emotional experience of feeling happy, which could be gratitude and frequent gratitude and gratitude. And we've talked about this, you know, at length on the show. And it says, if you're unhappy, can you learn to be truly, authentically happy? I was saying how my kids and I go out randomly and we will compliment people, right? And that makes us happy because it makes them happy. And in turn, it's just a little joyful moment. I think that if you connect enough of that together and if you can define servitude a little further, I mean, I think it's kind of in the same ballpark.
Yeah, it is.
Of reciprocation of happiness to and toward other people or helping other people.
Yep.
You know, I think the article kind of hunkers in one area, but I don't totally disagree with it either. Mark?
I'm somewhere in between. I kind of agree with what you're saying to a degree, Ben, in terms of, I do believe that, well, happiness is a choice. I do believe there's a spiritual aspect to it. I do believe that servitude is a big part of that.
Sure.
That brings me happiness, whether it's through compassion or empathy or whatever things. Like when I'm, well, I feel like when I'm, you know, happiest, it's when I'm doing things that makes other people happy.
Exactly.
So, you know, I get that. But like you were saying, MK, in terms of like, you know, music makes me happy, you know, doing certain things make me happy, taking my kids someplace, watching my kids play a sport, like, and like Chris was saying, is like, you know, here in the States, we're so blessed and we're lucky because I don't think we fully comprehend how fortunate we are on a daily basis to have opportunities to be happy. And so choosing happiness is a choice. It's something that and then as the article went on to say, in terms of, you know, when bad things come your way, the choice of happiness makes those bad things that come a little bit easier to weather because you've already chosen a brighter outlook versus a gloomy outlook. So, and I'm working on that every day. Like I'm not, you know, sunshine guy. I'm, my tag name on Twitter is the way that it is for a reason. So I'm always trying to, you know, lift myself up. But again, it can't be all me, me, me. It's got to be us and they. And the other thing I loved about the article was the social aspect of it. I know I feel a lot better when I am being social, when I'm talking to my friends, when I'm seeing you guys. Like that really uplifts me and keeps me happy. So I know, like, when these are on the calendar, when Dad Time Out shows on the calendar, I'm a lot happier leading up to it because I get to hang out with you guys.
Right, but that's kind of the point. Just the very title of the article is "How Can I Be Happy?" I guess that's what bugged me.
Choose it.
No, but that's what I mean. That's not what's important.
Yeah,
your own happiness is not what should be the focus, and that's the front door. And I think there's a back door to happiness, and that's, you know, joy and enjoying our Creator, each other, and the Earth, and that's pretty much it. It's overthought.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Well, and fulfillment. I mean, there's a million good quotes out here. I was trying to find one.
Fulfillment's the result.
Yeah. The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well. So that kind of strikes a balance. That's by this guy named Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Heard of him.
Yeah. I mean, there was one that I was really looking for, but I can't find it right now. Yeah, again, I think this is just one avenue, is what they're saying. You took it as a credo. But I find it, all this stuff interesting, and I like to read it with big paintbrushes and just try and figure out what works best for me. And you see, the one I found interesting, and I had heard this before, is the money thing.
Yeah.
You know, how that you making money is good. It feels comfortable to a certain point, and then it plateaus. And I think they said, I don't have the number in front
of me.
It's
like striving to get that extra 5% is like not worthwhile, because you're going to fight so hard and your happiness is not going to be equivalent to the fight you have to put in to get that extra coin.
Yeah. And there's this, there's a certain level where you've got the stuff and now you're like, well, I'm not going to say I like, but one thing I took away too, it's like happiness doesn't mean not having unpleasant emotions, but that happy people are able to manage those effectively.
I did like the line where it said, know your own emotional capacities. That made sense.
Ben, you know what makes me happy? You read an article.
Yeah.
I know.
Hold on.
Good job, buddy.
There were a lot of good parts of this article. I would agree with some of what you're saying, but to a degree, there was a lot in there that I thought was just solid info.
Yeah, I agree. Like even this paragraph here, what does increase happiness is investing in your relationships. Spending time with your loved ones, getting to know your colleagues and friends, having spontaneous conversations with people out in the world who you've never met about things that you might have in common. My wife and I do that to a fault because we're late for a lot of things because of that activity. These kind of pro-social activities, actions, and priorities continue to influence happiness throughout the course of your life. And unlike happiness that comes with a certain income level, there is no end. There's no max to their impact on a daily basis. I also, too, it's like I get to that. I think Seinfeld has a whole bit where no, it's not a bit really, but he's talking about why he doesn't get in confrontations during the day. This may go a little bit to the right, but or left. But he said he wants to hit the pillow at night having no regrets about the day that he's just had. And that's why he doesn't get confrontational, argumentative. He doesn't fly off the handle. Like even the airline situations we just went through. We were the funny couple that just got dealt some really horrible cards.
You guys are good at that, though.
Right, but I mean, that's part of the big pie, too.
And when the kids are watching you, your way to roll with the punches, that's what I'm always trying to do with my kids in tow, is let's roll with the punches so that they can see how to handle things gracefully. It doesn't mean that we like what's happening, but handling it with grace is giant.
Well, the article says being resilient is a trait that helps to be happy. But yeah, rolling with the punches, like getting stuck in Portland and Vancouver could have been like the worst day ever. And, you know, if you flip it around, it could be, a fun memory.
I've slept in many airports in my day. You just make lemonade out of the lemons.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Why did Mark sleep in many airports back in his day?
Just what day?
What day, Mark?
Gosh. Between 2003 and 2016.
The CIA days?
Yeah. CIA days.
My spa days.
I don't know. I think like I don't dislike the article. I think that
I like the article, man.
I think that it's, if you're going to use a weird analogy, it's like a big soup. There's a ton of good ingredients that can go into the soup, and as long as you're enjoying the soup regularly, no matter what it is, then it's all good. And I like this. I was just looking up different quotes, and I came across the one from Michael J. Fox's. With gratitude, optimism is sustainable, which I enjoyed too.
Yep.
But I don't know. What do you teach your kids about it? What is your line that you're toe? Well, yeah, we definitely are service and community oriented. Yeah. That's the one good thing about at least the schools that we go, our kids are going to personally, is that there are hours that they have to complete. And then what we found, because I didn't have that when I grew up, is that my kids actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think you have to take and read the Gallup 2022 Global Emotions Report and then combine that with the World Happiness Report. And that's then exactly we're going to take you to read the General Social Survey by the National Opinion Research Center.
Well, that's...
It's a lot of studies on this stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. All this self-help stuff. I guess it just was a lot of self-helpy, and I just have always just liked self-help stuff.
I think you take it where you can get it. Yeah. All right. Well, happiness isn't about pleasure and entertainment. It's not feeling good all the time.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell it like this.
I'm happier now.
I'm happy.
We don't want to all agree. That'd be boring.
I do like the relationships part, though, because even when I watched, I think I talked about this about 5 episodes ago, the Blue Zone show. Mm-hmm. And the reason the longevity in the Centenarians is because the family is so thick in these little pockets of the world, and everybody looks out for their elders, and they respect their elders, but that's why the happiness content is so high, because of the relationships that you've cultivated and kept over the years. And that can, of course, apply to friends and families, or even your butcher, baker, and candle stick maker in your own community. Like, you know, I look forward to seeing certain people at certain spots in my community every day. You know, like, I don't know. All right. Well, we'll agree to agree, maybe disagree or agree. But I think it's a good article. I think Ben's got some great insight as well. Coming up next, well, we'll put this on our page as well, and you can draw your own conclusions and opinion. The secret to living a happier, more fulfilling life. Coming up next is the quiz on cleaning.
Oh, no.
And we might even talk about the laser eye vacuum once again.
Yeah.
It's quiz time! Palette quiz! Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the quiz of the week. Only because we were talking about cleaning earlier-ish, and that's, you know, part of my resolutions is to really overhaul the house and the garage moving forward. So I thought, would it be good to take a cleaning quiz? Here we go. Question number one. So are you cleaning the things around your house frequently enough? Test your knowledge below. Remember, if you live with pets, kids, or other messy folks, you'll probably want to intensify your cleaning game. Same goes if you have immunocompromised people living. How often should you wash bath towels? After each use, once a week or once a month? How often should you wash baths?
Once a week.
Towels.
Twice a year.
Once a week.
Huh? It's suggesting every day. That's what they're... I think it's...
Who's got time for that?
I'm saying once a week, but just from an environmental perspective.
Yeah. I'm going to go with once a week.
You're going once a day?
The correct answer is once a week.
Oh, hey, man. See?
Bang. You should wash your bath towels once a week maybe more. If you bathe multiple times a day or live in an area with high humidity, experts recommend changing out your towels closer to every 3 days.
Okay.
You got to keep your biome healthy.
Bathroom hand towels follow the same rules. Washcloths, on the other hand, should be washed every other use.
Ooh. Okay.
It's the one that really gets the germs.
I'm overwashing. Good to know.
Yeah, I failed this stuff miserably. I'm not even going to tell you what I answered on some of these. All right, question two. Dish towels. Ugh. After every use, once a week or every 2 weeks? Dish towels.
Supposed to wash those?
I mean, they last a day in our house.
Dish towels.
Really? I'm going once a week. You're about like a drying towel?
The drying towel? We just hang there
once
forever.
A week. Once a week.
We've ever washed ours.
Once a week.
Ours just like get 10 years used for many other things. So
I want to show this to my wife because we both disagree on this answer.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say once a week.
Every use. If you use your kitchen towels while cooking, need to throw them in the laundry after each use because they are probably making contact with raw food.
Of course.
And we're not just talking uncooked meat.
Okay. That needed to be qualified question.
Yeah,
I was talking about the drying towel for my dishes. Yes. My dishes are clean.
Saying people don't realize leafy greens can cause outbreaks of and other illnesses. If you wipe down your counter with a kitchen towel after cutting up raw veggies, that towel should go into the wash.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one that I wipe down my counters with is every day.
When you're in the kitchen and you're cleaning up your food, salads are nearly as risky as raw food. If you use your dish towels only to dry clean dishes or clean hands after washing them, you can keep them in circulation for 3 to 4 days.
It's just poop.
He recommends keeping a basket in your kitchen to serve as a hamper.
Really?
Now, if you take yourself back to the restaurant world, think about it.
Oh, yeah.
They wash daily. All right. That's How true. Often should you clean your pet's bowls?
My pet's what?
Never.
Bowls. Bowls. If you have a pet.
Okay, that's better.
Food and water bowl daily, food and water bowl, food bowl weekly, water bowl daily, or food bowl daily, water bowl weekly.
Oh, you're laughing at me. You must wash your bowls all
the
time.
I wash the water bowl daily,
really?
Food bowl weekly.
I don't think I've ever washed my dog's food bowl.
I think they're both. For me, it's both once a week, but.
We do.
We have one of those cat fountains now, so the water's constantly moving.
God, oh, fancy.
Jeez. So cool.
Jeez, I want one of those.
It's only because my cat.
I need one by my bed. Throws a little food. Fountain.
Yeah. All right, well, the correct answer is food bowl daily, water bowl weekly.
Wow. What? So what my poor dog.
Yeah, your poor dog.
My cats don't get, they get dry food. They don't need to have a clean bowl every day.
Yeah, that's
especially if your dog eats wet food.
Okay.
The second that wet food interacts with the bowl, it's got to go. You got to wash it.
Yeah. I get that part. Right.
Water bowl should be scrubbed weekly.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Largely because something will eventually grow in there.
Poor doggy.
That came from Johns Hopkins University.
Oh, gosh.
How often should you wash your pet's bed? Once a week, once a month, or once a quarter?
Okay, I feel bad now. I
bed?
I've never washed our pet's bed. Dog's bed.
This is all like dog related.
Pet.
Have you
bed.
Your dog
I don't
bed?
Have a, I don't have a pet bed. So I'm out.
We have a little dog bed.
You don't have a pet bed for your rabbit?
It's just hay.
Yeah. You just throw hay in the corner of your room?
Room. It's our rabbit's outdoor rabbit.
And oh, it's an outdoor rabbit.
Outdoor rabbit.
I take showers in the outdoor shower.
Vacuum the cat trees.
I shower with my rabbit.
Does it flush the toilet like Jinxie and Meet the Parents?
The answer
is once a month.
Once a month. Okay.
Throw your pet's bed in the wash every month if your animal is regularly groomed and bathed. For pets that lead more active outdoors, bump up the frequency.
It's dogs.
Pump.
Tip, dry the bed in the sun if you can, because ultraviolet light kills bacteria.
All right.
How often should you clean the microwave?
Jeez.
After each use, once a week or once a month?
After each use.
Weird. Really? Like,
microwave each use?
Yes.
Don't the microwaves sort of self-clean? I feel like, you know,
you're getting a lot of cleaning, my friend.
Yeah. The radiation takes care of all the...
The answer's once a week.
It's once a week. You should wipe down the inside of the microwave weekly, not because of the microbiological danger, but because of the smell. Unless you always cover the foods you heat up, some of them will end up on the appliance, and they'll continue to cook every time you turn it on.
Never.
Leading to unappetizing aromas.
All right.
Amelia, director of cooking system at GE Appliances, says you'll make it easier on yourself if you always clean up after big spills. Target splatter with a soapy sponge and avoid at all costs bleach, ammonia, abrasive soaps, or commercial oven cleaners.
Okay.
Speaking of ovens, how often should you clean your oven? Once a week, once a month, or once a year?
Once a year.
Oh, once a year, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, like after Thanksgiving, we run the self-clean thingamajiggy.
Yeah, once a year.
Yeah.
The average family should clean their oven at least once a year, possibly twice.
I'm rocking.
Cook every single meal in the oven. If your oven has self-cleaning, follow those instructions. Otherwise, use soap and water. Okay. The dishwasher. Interesting. Once a month, once a year, never.
To clean it?
Never. It cleans itself.
You're talking about the filter? Or?
No.
It's just the dishwasher with a question mark.
Never in my life.
Throw in one of those Febreze thingies, you know.
Once a month.
Just put the dog in the dishwasher.
Yeah, put the dog in there.
Once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah, really?
You might assume that because this device cleans other items, it is always clean, but you'd be wrong.
Oh, I'm wrong.
If you're using your dishwasher regularly, you should at least check monthly whether old food and grime has collected in the crevices.
Yeah, you take out the trap, you empty it out, and then you run a cycle with vinegar in there.
Wow.
And it actually cleans your dishwasher.
You don't do that. You don't do that.
Yes, I do.
Remember when he's cleaning his
fridge? He's very adamant about this.
I don't doubt that for a second. I think... That is a surprise. Okay.
Yeah, Mark's right, though. Director of Engineering for GE Appliances says you should clean out the filter in the tub, pop it out, and give it a rinse.
He's trying to sell more
dishwashers. Yeah, he also says you should buy a new one every year.
Exactly.
No, man. You get like a Bosch, like the one I have. mechanic. Good dishwasher.
Wow. Does your foot hurt from your name dropping? Ooh, all right. The washing machine.
Not a sponsor.
That you should clean
again.
Out.
The filter is what we're talking about.
No, there's like that.
No, the washing machine once a month. Yeah, we have
a lint trap in a washing machine.
Okay, but that little gunky thing, you got to clean that every use, y'all.
Every month.
Once a month, once a year, or never.
Once a month.
Once, sure once a month.
All backwards then, because I clean that every
My washer
use.
Actually has a function where it tells me, hey, you need to do a cleaning
oh,
cycle, and
fancy.
I do it.
Is that a Bosch? Or?
No.
It's a Electrolux.
Not a sponsor.
Is it a Viking? So it's gone. 1 month.
Viking. Laundry.
I don't think they make one.
Is that a Vitamix?
What's the answer?
The answer is once a month.
Yes, once a month.
Okay.
Especially important to clean your washer once a month if you have a front loader.
Yes, front loader.
We got rid of our front loader. We couldn't get rid of that stink.
It's stinky.
You got to wash it every use. That's why.
I know, because it gets trapped in that little rubber rim thing.
But I like watching it, you know.
Me too.
It's fun to
seeing your little
stare.
Underwear tumble up and down, mingle.
It's like, oh, it goes backwards now.
Mingle with your underwear.
That's creepy.
So how good. Often should you wash throw blankets?
Oh, man.
What?
Another one of
so
those.
Arbitrary.
This is just shaming me.
It's not. We're giving you some concrete knowledge, Ben. This is not
on month, the household, right?
This is not a spiritual question. This is a scientific question. One,
do you wash those? I feel like
yes,
you just buy them
yes.
and then you just have them forever.
What's the time? What are the timelines?
What is it? A month?
2 months, 6 months, or once a year?
Once a
year.
Oh,
2 months.
Correct answer is 2 months.
Wow. Okay. Don't come use my blankets.
This is another category based on who lives in your house. If you have pets and kids snuggling up with your blankets or dragging them on the floor, you want to wash them more often. But Richardson says, especially if you have the vacuum with the laser eye, you can see what's on your floor. But Richardson said every 2 months is generally sufficient because they don't come into contact with skin the way bed sheets do. Moving on to bed sheets.
Yeah, buddy.
Dun, 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 dun. Twice a week, once a week, or once a month.
Once a week.
Bed sheets.
Once a week.
Bed sheets. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. Once a week.
Yeah.
Once a week?
Of course.
I hear those.
Correct answer is once a week. You should wash your bed sheets at least once a week to get rid of, there we go, built-up skin cells, dust mites, and odors.
Yes.
Dust mites. The more living creatures, human or pet, that use your bed or fewer clothes you wear when you sleep, the more frequently you should wash.
Eh.
I mean, in college, I might have washed them one time in 4 years.
Ever. You know, I still believe in the biome. You know, that stuff helps the biome.
I believe
the biome.
I believe in the biome.
It's the discoloring that gets you. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You used that deodorant that was like the Crystal Rock, didn't you?
I do.
I don't. Irish Spring, baby.
I use the Crystal.
Biome. All right, the duvet cover.
Ooh.
Once a month, 6 weeks, or quarter?
Once a month.
Quarter. Okay.
Using a top sheet, you can generally go about a month. You don't use a top sheet, then your duvet cover is constantly touching your skin and ought to be washed alongside with the rest of your sheets.
We do that.
So my kids don't use a top sheet, so I have to wash their duvet covers every week.
Ooh. I hate top sheets.
Me too. I do, too.
Straight to the duvet.
So annoying.
Yeah, straight to the duvet.
You got
to
pull them out, and then we got the clips on the ends. You got to.
So bad.
Yeah, it's too much, it's annoying. Man.
No need.
To the duvet.
All right. To the dude. Oh. How often should you clean area rugs? Final question.
The vacuum? Is that
I'm like pig pens, right?
Area rugs.
Once a month. Okay.
We vacuum them
once a quarter, twice a year, once a year. Area rugs.
Once a year.
Oh. Once a year.
Twice a year. Let's go twice a year.
Twice a year.
Yeah. Depends on the traffic, but.
Once a year.
Ooh.
Yeah,
while vacuuming area rugs is fine for typical maintenance, it doesn't sterilize them. You need to use a steam vacuum, which you should do at least once a year for rugs that get regular traffic. Dry vacuum and then wet vacuum.
Or you buy one of those brand of rugs that are machine washable like we got. Those are awesome.
Wow, Mark.
What?
I won't drop the name. Never mind.
He's got
special rugs.
Washing rugs.
What kind of area rug can you squeeze in a washer?
They
a
have,
blanket?
They have a backing.
What do you thumbtack a blanket to your
floor? No, they have a big thick backing And then you lay.
Oh, one of those. I've seen the Instagram ad for
it's
that.
It's ruggable.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys did terrible, but I. That's all right.
What are you kidding me?
I got them all, almost all of them right.
That's all right.
Except for like one.
Only Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Don't take the bait, Mark. Come on.
All right. That is the quiz of the week.
I always take the bait.
Coming up next, things that make us smile. All right, it's time for things that make us smile. I go right off the bat. Mine's a long story from the top of the show that I'll finish. It's good to be back home after a very long road trip, but a fun road trip. Our kids are all in little shows right now, and that's always a blast to go see them. I treat them like a big night out anymore. Like, we go out, we'll have a cocktail, we'll go see the show. It's always kind of fun. So you can't really do as much in the elementary school, but in the high school with the nice theater, you can have a nice dinner. Yeah, and we're back in the swing of things. Wife's doing good, work's good, life's good. Chris?
Man, we had a great drive my kid back down to school weekend and swung by the old Disneyland again. And
what happened to the car?
Car, not so fun. Not making me smile.
It didn't make you smile.
On the way home, right about 2 hours away, overheated, so we had to get towed.
Put some coal in it.
Better put some coal in that right? Action, you know?
Yeah, but you were with your girl, and it's another great story.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Resilience.
Yeah, having resilience. Making me smile, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I biked. It was. I literally smiled as I was coming home today. My daughter ripped around the corner on her red bike on her way to her bass lesson. She was wearing a tie, and eye makeup, and she was like, just. I almost hit her. She was, she was late, and she started bass lessons today, and that just made
carrying
me smile.
The bass.
No, they have a bass there. That made me smile, and then I am excited too. Like, I always love when you're headed up the mountains, and like all of a sudden it's like rain, and then it turns to snow. The moment that the rain turns to snow makes me smile. Heck? If you know what I'm talking about. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's like, are we high enough? Is it cold enough? And the kids are watching the temperature gauge on the car.
It's starting to snow now.
It's 32!
Yeah. Okay.
It's always a good time.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My little's still into that feeling.
I love it.
Yeah. When we were in Portland, they ran outside of the airport just to roll around in the snow for like 20 minutes. Mark?
My son's 9th birthday was fun. That was Tuesday. So he had a good day.
Yeah, right.
He's a sweet kid. He wanted me to make beef stroganoff for dinner.
Ooh, I love
and
I want some of that
and he wanted to have his Grandma Donna's carrot cake. So my wife and 13-year-old obliged and made him carrot cake, which was unbelievably delicious. I hadn't had.
That's all your kid wanted for his birthday.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, yeah, he's he just wanted to have family around and have some food, and that was cool, and so that makes me smile, and and I got a really good Christmas present this year. I got a Cuisinart like air fryer, toaster oven, convection oven thing.
Ooh,
that thing's awesome.
Fancy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So it's like, like.
Wait, what kind was it, Mark?
It's a Cuisinart, but it makes me super happy. And I love it. It's made my life so easy, and I really appreciate that gift. It's
make sure you only clean it twice a week, though.
Don't use your dish towel.
I'm actually cleaning it daily.
That's too much.
It's my favorite
air
new tool.
Fryer.
No. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, so that's made me smile. Good presents. Good presents makes me smile.
All
Simple
right.
Man.
Well, that wraps up an inaugural 2024 show.
Oh yeah. Love you guys.
We are everywhere. We're on the threads, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Book of Faces, and our website, www.dadtimeoutshow.com. We are the Dad Timeout Show.
Peace.
And we're out of here.
Good night.
Resilience.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our time that I was a real out of here.